What's up, y'all? Jeffrey, Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex. Happy Saturday. I just wanted to cut this on and document for you and for myself this feeling I have of being out here early Saturday morning. It's probably about, what, 11:15, 11:20 about right now. I'm coming to the end of my walk, probably done walked about maybe 3.5-4 miles already. 98 degrees out here. And I thought to myself, there's no reason for me to have worn an undershirt, a t-shirt under this long sleeve shirt. Or there was no reason for me to wear a long sleeve shirt. Maybe other to keep the sun off my skin directly. Temperature said 98 degrees. It'll probably go up to over 110. You see that? Welcome back to the car wash. I got the screen turned down real low on the phone, screen brightness. Hopefully it won't time out. Usually it seems to time out very quickly. And then when I restarted, it lasts a long time, even if I don't make any adjustments. But it's hot out here. And I just wanted to get this feeling down. I'm thinking about how good it is to be out here. How good it is to have this in me every day. The psychological and mental effects on it. And the, I was thinking just today how it kicks your brain on. Going out in public kicks your brain on. You know, almost naturally and instantly, you have to step up to a certain level of protection and safety. And I'm not worried about, you know, crime or getting robbed or anything like that out here, the homeless people or anything. I'm worried about getting hit as a pedestrian. And I was thinking about making this video, and I was like, nah, I don't feel like getting it out. I don't feel like setting it out. But I do want, you know, to get it documented, how sweaty and how, you know, how into it this is and how I'm getting down. Because it is. See, it's just good. It's just good to be out here and to be a part of it. The part of life had my brain kicked on. And I was thinking about the psychological effects or whatever effect of having my brain kicked on, you know, out there like in the wilderness, in the wild, in real life, functioning. Not just laying in the bed wandering. Now, there's nothing wrong with laying in the bed wandering. Don't get me wrong. I do that a few hours every morning just about. I'm starting to realize I wake up an hour early now and can't go back to sleep and just enjoy that time. Even on work days where I get up at 9, I'll wake up at 6:30 and be on my phone and doing this or doing that for an hour or so, hour and a half or so. Just to, you know, have that time. And I'm starting to realize I really do like having that time with myself. By myself and with myself. And more with myself. Because you could be by yourself and at work. I'm by myself most of the damn time. But to be able to just have the time. It just cut off and cut back on. So we'll see how long it lasts. It is hot out here. And so, and I don't even have the cover on my phone. So I don't have the cover on my phone. It may be the USB adapter for the microphone is making it run a little, make it run a little harder. Maybe I could probably take that off and just go, you know, open air mic, go with the phone mic. But usually the first time it goes 3 or 4 minutes, and the second time it lasts a little longer, but we'll see. So, and like I said, to be out here psychological, to be, you know, up and into it, and to be comfortable in it. And now, like I said before, I need it. I need to be out here and experience this. Even though I love laying in the bed by myself, you know, just me to myself, you know, looking over my videos, looking over my work, thinking about this, thinking about that, strategizing, planning, you know, no TV, no music. It's me and my phone. This is connected. My phone is connected to all my data and everything. Everything is apped up and wired up and networked, so I can get to just about any data I have, any website that, you know, my website's the whole thing. So, and just to be able to have time to stop and enjoy that is nice. It's pleasurable. I'm starting to find that that's a thing that, I got distracted. It was like a homeless guy laying there. Looked like he was dead, but you can't really tell. And kind of don't want to know, do you? You know, as long as it's, I'm on my way to Ralph's to get my food. I ain't trying to run up on no dead person and have to deal with that. Ooh, I just stopped in here for a little bit of shade, because it's hot out there. And I'm a sun person. I'm a sun person. You know, usually when I walk, I would walk on the other side of the street because that's where the sun is. Because I was all into sweating and losing that sweat weight, but I'm over all that. And now I realize it's just water weight and it really doesn't mean anything. And I really pretty much think I'm over that. To where now, I will still wear my sauna jacket only because I want to be warm. Especially if I go back to the ultimate remote location. It's a little bit chillier there. A little bit cooler. I like to start off warm and just be warm until I get, you know, worked up. And then by that time, I'm just ready to sweat. Just let it go. But yeah, there's no reason for me to be all, you know, wearing all these damn clothes anymore because it's too hot. It's just too hot. Even I got to recognize that it's too hot. So go to Ralph's now. Thinking about how I want to handle my calorie intake today. Thinking about how, you know, which direction I want to go. Do I want to get pizza? Do I just want to eat hamburgers I got at home? Do I just want to do a salad and eat later? Am I going to eat, take a nap, get up, watch the Colorado-Nebraska game? It's almost too hot to go anywhere. You know, I got no problem with just having like a lazy day. I got no problem having like a lazy day. Laying around, but I don't want it to be totally whacked out, you know. I want to have a little semblance to it. Whatever semblance meant, I don't know. But the idea is just to come, get it going, get the day started, get in motion, get the mind going, get the physical going, get that sweat, get them steps taken care of, get on Mr. Scale, get that nice low weight. Get that nice low weigh in and then go from there. Go in here and decide what I want to get. Do I want to get pizza? I might just get shoestring fries and eat the hamburgers I got at home. I may not get pizza. I might save pizza till tomorrow. But one thing I hope I don't do is get any sweets. Don't get any sweets for today. At least wait till tomorrow night or wait till this evening and come back out and get it. In fact, what I should have did, see, what I'm gonna do now is to turn it this way. I'm gonna turn it this way, that way people walking by won't be in it. Yeah, that's better. That way, you know, nobody's in it. Cause a lot of people walking by and they see me sitting here talking. You know, that don't bother me anymore, you know, if it ever did. But I just want you to see, to get the full view, see what it looks like, see what we doing here. Out here getting them in, doing what I do. Got my bags, I got my bags back here. Got my Steelers hat on, my Steelers lanyard. Steelers kick it off tomorrow. Now I'm just rambling and just letting things settle down. You know, letting them catch my breath, doing all that, figuring it out. Gary, go in here and do what I got to do and take it on home. Just want you to see what it's like being out here on Saturday. Don't let that heat stop you. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing stop you. You can't. You can't let nothing stop you. You just got to get out there. You got to take the risk. The risk is worth the reward. I think, not always, but in this case.